This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media
Group.
Oh. And a very good Saturday night to you. We've got a huge broadcast for you. David Marcus, John Solomon, Dr. Gina Loudon, Chelsea Bowler, and Layla Micklewaite in hour number two in the Ladies Lounge. We have got a huge show for you tonight. And so glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. Twitter has not yet killed me. Oh, sure, they tried to deplatform me. They said, you can't have your 150,000 followers anymore. They suspended me with all the other, you know, people. Some 70, it was crazy number of people that they suspended in the last week. 70,000? Something like that. That they took off of their platform simply because they didn't like what they were saying. At least that was the case in my part. They could not point to anything specifically that I had done that was anywhere near what they had. Did you know that tonight on Twitter, they have people that have hashtag assassinate Trump, behead Cruz, you know, Holly must die. There's all kinds of things that Twitter has on its site tonight. And they took me off a little more than a week ago for simply saying that Twitter was impaling itself by getting rid of the president. You know who agreed with me this week, by the way? Jack Dorsey. He was like, I think what we've done here with the president is probably a mistake. Anyway, we're gonna talk about that. We've got a lot to get to. If we're able to, let's go to the big board, because I want to just run through the lineup we've got tonight. From your left to right, if you're watching on Biz TV, David Marcus is a writer for The Federalist. He's the New York correspondent for them. He actually had a huge piece in the New York Post this week about this very issue. We're going to get his perspective. Then Dr. Gina is going to be back with us, but not in the ladies' lounge tonight. Dr. Gina actually got canceled by American Airlines mid-flight of a two-leg flight. In the middle of the two legs, they said, we're not going to let you fly the rest of the way. And it had nothing to do with anything except they just didn't like her. She'll be here to tell her story personally. To the far right of your screen, if you're watching on Biz TV or are following on one of the streams tonight, John Solomon from Just the News. He also tweets at J. Solomon Reports. He was one of the co-founders of The Hill, worked for the AP for a long time, one of the great, best reporters that we have in America tonight. He is going to join us to talk about some massive unveiling that declassification that the president did for documents related to the Russia hoax origins. And it's all going to get put out there. And by sometime on Monday, there should be a very thorough accounting of a lot of stuff that people have only had suspicions of until now. Then in the ladies' lounge in hour two, Layla Micklewaite's going to be with us. I'm so pleased that she is. This was Human Trafficking Awareness Week. And a lot of people don't know, a lot of you don't know that may be watching tonight, that we have an active social media community website in America that actually helps promote the underage sex traffic of underage girls. And Layla has made it her mission in this life to bring them down, and that is what she's going to tell us about in hour number two. And then Chelsea Bowler is going to be with us with some more on the deplatforming of America. It's really, really shameful when you think about it. But here's the interesting thing. And we've got, you know, all those great conversations straight ahead. And I'm more than willing to take your calls at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by MyPillow.com, Balance of Nature,
Byrna HD, and go to myburna.com to see the tremendous self-defense device that I keep right over my shoulder right there if you're watching on the screen. That's my Byrna HD right there. And a number of other great sponsors tonight that I want you to frequent and to sponsor yourself. But we're going to also open up the phone lines and take your calls as we're able to, 877-888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Because I want to know right now, now that the election is finally behind us, now that everything that can be talked about, argued about, deciphered, etc., has come to an end, what your expectation is now of 2021. For instance, do you believe that Biden and Harris are going to be people that unite our country and bring us together the way they claim that they're going to? Do you expect that to happen? Do you expect the vaccine to make the world a better place? We don't have to wear as many masks. We're going to do better in getting back to normal. We're going to open up again. Is that a reasonable expectation, or is that something that's still a little too far off in your own mind? What are your hopes and goals as we begin under a new administration? Will the tone and tenor of the public policy get better? And will that have an ardent effect on our lives? Or will it be just smokescreen and really a leftist agenda is going to ruin all of our lives? I realize you could be anywhere on that spectrum. I just want to know from you what you think about that. 888-340-3373. But mingled into that, we're going to have these discussions. And there is a very legitimate discussion to be had about the consequence of Facebook and Twitter, and to a lesser degree, some of the other social media companies, deplatforming the president. Did you know, for example, that there are world leaders in not only about a half dozen European countries, but now at least two in the American hemispheres that are ready to throw down in defense of the president, including some of the people that didn't really care for him much? Angela Merkel in Germany is very much siding with President Trump versus Twitter. I think it's just very simple. They see that this for-profit company has grown to be of such size that they feel like they can do whatever they want and have no, you know, accountability for it, no recourse for it. But there are now some interesting conversations underway. We'll kind of go through this tonight, but there's a number of conversations that are being had about whether or not we can hold Twitter accountable, maybe through the methodologies of lawsuits, mechanisms that would be useful to help remind them that, by the way, they have stockholders who are expecting them to produce a return on their investment. This week, after they announced that they were going to deplatform the president, Twitter had an excess of $5 billion loss in net worth, about 12% of the company. And they lost literally billions of page views, viewers, if you will, audience members, if you will, for a company that has basically told its shareholders it's going to do everything it can to increase audience. This is the thing about media companies. Their product is eyeballs. What they sell to their advertisers is the number of people that can see their ads. What they tell people that buy the ad time on their network, their Twitter network, and it's no different for me. Look, I'm based pretty much more or less out of the Salem cluster in New York City. Salem is a publicly traded media company whose job it is to go out and find audience with its radio stations and websites to sell advertising to, so that those advertising dollars create a return on investment for the people that have bought the stock. That's the way it works. Jack didn't suddenly wake up and say, we've had this go wrong, and so we've got to, there's something that happened I wasn't aware of. No, he purposefully cut the legs off of his audience. Just take the president's Twitter feed alone. 88 million subscribers to his Twitter feed. Now, I've been kvetching for a couple of weeks about my little channel. It only had 150,000 by the end of the year. But in the final 60 days of the year, we drove over 200 million impressions to Twitter. So over 200 million times in the last 60 days, somebody was coming through my Twitter channel to take a look at something that was going on Twitter, seeing my posts and going from there. If I only had 150,000 and I was driving 200 million impressions, how many billions do you think the president was driving? And when you're Jack Dorsey, Mr. Big Shot in the social media world, and you say, oh, well, we're just cutting him off. Well, wait a second, lightning bolt. Your shareholders are planning on you delivering an audience so that the people that are placing your ads and getting your ads can see them. We'll talk more about it. David Marcus joins me next. This is Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and a big show still ahead. John Solomon, Dr. Gina Loudon, Layla Micklewaite, and Kelsey Bowler will all be with us before the night is out. But I want to get into our first guest of the night, because David Marcus wrote a phenomenal piece this week for the New York Post, and a very important conversation to be had about censorship, particularly as it relates to Twitter.
So this breaking just moments ago, CEO Jack Dorsey of Twitter defending his decision, speaking out for the first time about why he banned President Trump from the platform after he got intense backlash from critics in recent days.
That's Martha McCallum talking about the ever-evolving face of Jack. Sounds like it should be a movie. The evolving face of Jack. Speaking of movies, or at least plays, my next guest knows a thing or two about those, because he spent a lot of his time in the theatrical community here in New York City. He is the New York correspondent for The Federalist, and he not only writes for The Federalist, today he kind of had the ultimate happen, because he went. I believe the term that the young kids say now is meta, when Tristan Justice wrote about David Marcus in the New York Post, and then quoted him back in the Federalist article that Tristan Justice wrote. Anyway, David, it's good to have you back. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
You were making the observation that I think several have made, but it's worth pointing out, that when Twitter comes to this selective deciding of who to purge here in the new year, I was a victim of this, that they have had very, I would say, inconsistent enforcement, but you've actually isolated it a little bit. Talk to us about what you observed.
Yeah, as you say, the Twitter's justification that they give for themselves for all of this blocking is that it violates safety guidelines. So I wanted to see, you know, what I could find that might also violate safety guidelines. So I went in, didn't take me very long, probably all of about 10 minutes. I found the hashtag kill Trump. I found the hashtag assassinate Trump. I found an account that calls itself pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. So obviously a leftist chant about killing police. Antifa has all kinds of accounts, and they use them to organize their riots. So really quickly it became apparent that justification just doesn't work. It's just not true. And what we all suspected was true is true. Twitter's not acting in the interest of safety. Twitter's acting in what they perceive to be their own best interest by censoring their most fierce critics.
Right. And this brings about a much bigger issue. But let's break it down for people that are listening. Why is that observation, this hypocritical, inconsistent enforcement of this, why is that important, David Marcus?
Well, Twitter's important. All of these big tech companies are important in different ways. Facebook is much more important in terms of the general distribution of news and media to people, because it's a much larger platform. But Twitter is an enormously important platform among influencers, among people like journalists and artists, the people who have, you know, megaphones. And so when you are taking conservative voices out of that mix, it really changes what's acceptable and what's not acceptable within our discourse. And it can actually do that really quickly, and it has been. I would argue without Twitter, there is no chance that anybody would be running around making these claims that you know, the U.S. government was minutes away from being overthrown during the horrible events of last week. It serves as this echo chamber that just allows completely absurd sentiments to work their way into our mainstream corporate media.
Yeah. Well, and the truth is society operates a lot differently now. So, you know, 25 years ago, the idea that a social network online, if it existed, may have been of some importance, but it wasn't like the all exceedingly important, you know, town square that it's kind of become now in terms of communication. And, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Rule 230 and whether or not they are monopolies and whether or not there should be some degree of, I don't know, I'm not much for government oversight. And I certainly have very strong feelings about when governments can tell companies that they need to break up. But it seems to me this has become a much bigger thing than what the mom and pop shoe store on the corner is.
Yeah, absolutely. So 230 and the monopoly question are really like two discrete things. They're related, but they're different. Let me tackle the monopoly question first, because one of the things that defenders of Twitter like to say is, okay, you don't like Twitter, go build your own alternative. So a company named Parler did that, and it was the number one app on the App Store, and lots of people were moving over to Parler. And after the events at the Capitol last week, Apple, Google, and Amazon all moved simultaneously, they claim without coordination, to ban Parler from their web hosting services, from all the services that they offer. The upshot of which is that Parler is not functional right now. So, I mean, that's a monopoly, and it's a really scary monopoly because railroad barons and telephone companies, their monopolies were bad for the economy. These big tech oligarchs have really dark dystopian visions for our future, that they're trying to execute. And so to allow them to completely control access to the internet, which is where we are right now, is a big problem. So that's a problem. As far as Section 230 goes, those protections were meant to protect platforms, not publishers. The difference being that a platform like Twitter was supposedly neutral,
right.
and that, you know, they shouldn't be held responsible for comments that are made on their site because they're not making editorial decisions. Well, as I pointed, you know, as we see with the Kill Trump hashtag that's still up there, they obviously are making editorial decisions. Not only that, they're an interested party in the politics of the United States. So, yeah, I do think 230 is very tricky, but I do think that it's at least worth looking at how we can change those rules.
Well, and it's going to have to wait because I don't sense that with the new administration there's going to be 1 ounce of interest in pursuing any of this. What's your take on that, David Marcus?
I think that's right, but I think as far as the monopoly question goes, the left wing of the Democratic Party, people like Elizabeth Warren, have expressed a belief that we need to break some of this up. So that might be an avenue where you could see some bipartisan work.
Okay.
Huh.
I would love to see something like that come out of the next couple of years. Anyway, read David's piece in the New York Post, and then you can also click over and read the piece in the Federalist where he's quoted today. But David Marcus, Federalist, New York correspondent for the Federalist, and we appreciate you being with us. And again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Always glad to have a clear thinker here on Radio Night Live. Coming up next, Dr. Gina Loudon got canceled not by social media, but by an airline midway through a trip to join her hubby. We'll hear the sobering, harrowing tale next.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An engine failure aboard a Boeing 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport Saturday sent large chunks of debris raining down on neighborhoods in the northwest part of the city. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Broomfield, Colorado Police Public Information Officer Rachel Welt tells Fox News that no injuries have been reported on the ground, which is surprising given where the debris fell.
I'm honestly shocked looking at this debris field and how busy Commons Park is. This is a very popular spot in Broomfield. We have the dog park, we have the turf field, there's playgrounds. This park, on a day like today when it's not as cold as it was last weekend, we could have hundreds of people here. And the fact that we are still not getting reports of any injuries is absolutely shocking at this point. It's amazing.
The plane was able to land safely. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So glad to have you with us. We've talked a little bit about the deplatforming. That's one thing. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Saturday night. But the really kind of stunning thing of the post-election and how people have been censored and so forth is that it's starting to happen in actual experiences with people in non-social media realms. I'm very glad to welcome back to the broadcast Dr. Gina Loudon, who has been on here so many times in the past. She had joined us for the Ladies Lounge regularly early in the days of the Ladies Lounge. But Dr. Gina actually has a story that I think is worth delving into. Dr. Gina, first of all, welcome back. You actually got deplatformed by American Airlines. Please share with Radio Night Live, my listeners, exactly what happened.
Well, actually, this has happened to several other of our friends, Kevin, and I knew this was happening, but American Airlines has been just deciding that certain people were not, were not welcome on their airlines, and they don't really tell them anything until they get on the airplane. In my particular case, I had retweeted some things that were critical of American Airlines. That is true. When several of my friends were banned from American Airlines, I did retweet it. One of my hosts at Real America's Voice, Amanda Head, had been aboard an American Airlines where they were chanting, where the crew was, the passengers were chanting USA, USA. And the pilot was angry about this and told them if they weren't quiet, that he would dump them off over Kansas. And so I had retweeted this tweet, along with something snarky saying, you know, hey, you should know better than that. We live in a communist country now, or something like that.
The tweet captured the captain actually saying the words, we'll dump you out over Kansas, though.
Yes, in fact, the tweet is still up. You can look at my reporter. Her name is Amanda Head. She's a Hollywood conservative, I believe, on Twitter. She's still on Twitter. And anyway, I've retweeted it several times now, and that I had retweeted it that morning. And I believe that that must have been the impetus. Maybe there are several reasons why American Airlines doesn't like me, because I have been pretty much of a free speech advocate. And whenever American Airlines was banning people for their free speech, I was pretty much, you know, backing them up against the airline, hoping that the airline would come to their senses and, you know, and respect people's free speech rights. I just didn't think, you know, that I would walk on the airline and be banned, but I had flown from, I had flown from Palm Beach to Dallas, and then I got on my flight in Dallas. No problem on my flight from Palm Beach to Dallas. The flight crew was wonderful to me, in fact. Lulled me into some sort of hypnotic complacency almost, because when I got on my second flight, I was so happy. I was sitting there with two masks on my face, making sure that I was complying in every way a good passenger could comply, right? And sitting next to a pilot, as a matter of fact, who was off duty, and we were having a great conversation, and this may have made them mad too. I was talking to, it was in the first row. My friend had bought my ticket, by the way. I don't buy first class tickets. My friend had bought this for me. She wanted me to get away with my husband, thought I needed it. And I'm sitting next to a pilot who, we were talking about how ride share programs need to happen because so many people don't want to wear masks on planes. And right. We were having that conversation. That might have made them mad too. And they were within earshot. The crew was within earshot. So that may be another reason. I don't know the reason. All I know is that they came to me. They told me, the first thing they did was tell me to put a paper mask over my two masks that I already had on. I said, I'm willing to do that, is what I said to them. I'd rather not. Would you check and make sure that that's necessary? That's what I said to this flight attendant. She came. She didn't even come back. Actually, she didn't come back. A supervisor came back to me, a very haughty, nasty supervisor, and told me to get off the plane or they would take everyone off the plane and I would be arrested and escorted off of the plane. And I was in complete shock and disbelief. I had no idea what I did wrong. I said, can you please tell me what I've done wrong? I said, are you mad because I was talking about, you know, this with your pilot about rideshare programs for those who don't like to wear masks? Are you mad because I retweeted something? You know, what did I do wrong? She said, we're not here to negotiate. Get off the plane. You're not welcome on our plane. And then she proceeded to follow me into the bathroom. Can't make this up. I came out of the bathroom. She got on her radio, said I needed to be banned from DFW altogether because I was a terrorist threat. And as she was doing that, she was also bullying me, saying I thought I was better than everyone because I was sitting in first class. Mind you again, and I told her, I said, you don't have a right to judge me. I was sitting in first class because a friend bought the ticket for me. I don't buy, but as if sitting in first class is some kind of crime to begin with.
Right.
So, yeah, this went on, and she was saying horrible things about me into her radio. The only thing I could think to do was to go to the Sky Lounge. So I went to the Sky Lounge to escape her, to get away from her. And then, I was stuck in Dallas because I wasn't home, and I wasn't at my destination in Vail. Ultimately, I did get a flight to Vail. I'm blessed to have a lot of friends that help me out and take care of things when things go wrong. But, Kevin, this is discrimination and cancel culture like I've never seen.
I would say so, Dr. Gina, and I appreciate you coming on with us tonight to tell us your story. It is Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. We are live from New York. John Solomon of Just the News joins me next with unseen reports about the Russia origins investigation.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high.
From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back, Radio Night Live. Glad to have you with us, and you are able to join us each and every Saturday night, even as we roll the show intro all over again. There's a live shot of Queens and Brooklyn as we go through tonight. John Solomon is the founder and originator of JustTheNews.com. He is the former creator of TheHill.com, and before that he was an award-winning reporter for the Associated Press and more. And he released something just a night ago on social media that was a bombshell. In fact, John, you've got some major news of stuff that's going to be coming out from the administration's being declassified in the next 24 hours or so. Talk to us about what you think is going to be there.
So yesterday, the president formally ordered the declassification of a large stack of documents. I think they're about a foot and a half tall, all from the FBI DOJ files on the Russia collusion case. And they involve everything from Christopher Steele and how he was governed, what he told the FBI, including after he was fired, what he told them, to how the informant Stefan Halper was handled and what information he was given and how he was asked to penetrate the Trump campaign, to many of the communications between the Justice Department and the FBI concerning the Russia collusion investigation. These are the things that the agencies have tried to keep secret for a very long time. They are the remaining, I think, pieces to get people to understand the complete puzzle of how much abuse occurred in the Russia collusion case. And so a big moment. The documents have not yet been released. The order to, you know, starts a process. But it seems to me, based on my reporting, that by Monday we should have a pretty large number of documents in our possession and be able to look at them as Americans and make our decision. And I've done a lot of reporting on what would be in these documents and have a good sense of what they're going to reveal.
So what do you think some of the takeaways are going to be if you do feel like you've got a good sense of it?
Sure. Listen, I think there's a lot of incremental important developments, right? You're going to learn about, you know, this event, this time frame, this statement that Steele made at one point, or this request that was made of Halper. But at the 30,000-foot level, perhaps the most important thing is that it's important to understand the Russia collusion narrative was created and leaked to solve a political problem for Hillary Clinton. In his debriefing in the fall of 2017, Christopher Steele admitted the reason he went out and leaked the stuff from his dossier to news media was that he was concerned that the Clinton email scandal was coming back at the end of the 2016 campaign. Remember, James Comey in late September, early October, reopened the investigation. And he was concerned that that was going to hurt Hillary Clinton's chances, so he tried to change the topic by leaking the stuff he was secretly giving the FBI and, quite frankly, under contract to give to the FBI. So this wasn't a natural counterintelligence investigation. This was a political dirty trick designed to deflect, change the topic in Washington in hopes that Donald Trump would lose the election and Hillary Clinton would win. And he gave another motive, too, when he was being debriefed by the FBI, and that is he thought Trump would be bad for his home country of Great Britain. That was a second motive he had. But just think about that. A foreigner trying to protect his perception of his country's interest and trying to help Hillary Clinton overcome a political problem created a 3.5-year scandal in America that turned out to be not true.
Not only did it prove to be not true, it John, when we've heard so much about since the election about the divisiveness of America and the the tone and the tenor of the conversation and how that's destroyed American unity. And of course, that was Joe Biden's big campaign appeal. I'm going to be a nice guy. You don't have to put up with the meanie anymore. When you take a look at this, at the evidence that you're just laying out here and what we're going to get in much finer focus. By Monday, probably. You're talking about, it feels like to me, a great moral wrong being committed against every citizen of the United States. How do we not look at it that way?
Listen, at the end of the day, the most devastating part of this story is that knowingly and willfully, the FBI participated in a political dirty trick. They knew early on Christopher Steele didn't like Hillary Clinton, didn't like Donald Trump, was being paid by Hillary Clinton. Was leaking to the news media that his dossier was Russian disinformation and uncorroborated garbage. And yet they sustained an investigation for 2.5 years. And I'm brought back to a document. A lot of Americans have never read it. But in late September, Attorney General Barr released, I think, one of the most explosive documents of the investigation so far. It was an interview with one of the lead agents in the Russia case. And this agent said that there was never any evidence of Russia collusion, and that the only reason the investigation carried on was there was a quote-unquote, this is his words, get Trump mentality inside the national security law enforcement apparatus of the United States. The fact that our government sustained this knowing that that was their sole motive, it was a political motive, is devastating. And I think all of us need to absorb just how problematic that is for the future, because once this goes on once, the threshold for the next time to be, for the use the FBI or the CIA as a political enemy's retribution operation is going to be much lower. The threshold is going to be much lower. And I'm very worried that most Americans have not fully grasped the political nature of the intelligence and FBI agencies' conducts.
Yeah, well, and that's concerning on so many levels, John, because it seems like the people that empowered that abuse are coming back into power. So, color me a bit skeptical, if the average American is saying this, color me a bit skeptical that we're ever going to be able to solve this problem, because you're going to have some of the same little fiefdoms at play all over again.
It's a concerning problem anytime there are people in the position of government who don't appreciate the liberties that Americans are supposed to enjoy, that don't appreciate that you must be honest to a federal court like the FISA court, that you must be honest with Congress, and that using any apparatus of the United States government for political gain, for political retribution, is really something our forefathers fought against. This is exactly the type of tyranny of government they never wanted to see happen. And, you know, for the last majority of our history, the CIA and the FBI weren't used this way. But in 1996, they became involved in a political dirty trick that they sustained for 2.5 and 3 years to the detriment of Donald Trump, to the liberty violations of people like Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. It is a travesty of justice, and only one person thus far has been held accountable criminally in the court of law.
That is just stunning, so thankful that Just the News and John Solomon are on the case and staying on this. Again, the greater reveal of those documents, they will probably have a look at them by Monday and be able to break down even more for us. John, you're fighting a very important battle in the journalism space, and we are so grateful for you. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for spending time with us.
I really appreciate it.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome in. It's already the final segment of the first hour. Can't believe how fast this has gone. If you missed any part of it with David Marcus from The Federalist, Dr. Gina Loudon, or John Solomon, go back and get the podcast. You can get the audio versions at soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. You can watch the video replays on Twitter at Radio Night Live, on YouTube at Radio Night Live. And coming to other platforms soon, Gab, Rumble, and others, as we have the ability to do that. But thank you for being with us. I asked you in the opening segment if you had thoughts about what the inauguration means. Let's go to the phones. I believe that Ray is standing by. Ray, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that I received a message from a friend of mine who found out that the mayor of D.C. calling up like 25,000 troops to patrol the streets during the inauguration.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, and I texted him back, and I said, you know, that's not necessarily a bad idea if they're there to protect the general public, but if they're to protect BLM and Antifa, it sounds like martial law.
Well, you know what's scary, and Ray, I totally I'm sympathetic to your viewpoint on that. Thank you for your call. I was watching earlier today. I'm on Twitter, and yes, my war with Twitter has gone a little bit public. They deplatformed me for no valid reason. 150,000 followers lost overnight, but we are back on Twitter with at Radio Night Live if you want to follow us. But I was skimming some headlines today, and there was a picture of what downtown D.C. looks like. And I've spent some time in D.C. I worked in D.C., commuted from the New York area for about a year. And it looks like basically Moscow of the 1980s. Military checkpoints, military vehicles, roadblocks, empty streets, and just very bizarre considering that we're coming up on the inauguration. Now, I know that they've had this big panic attack that, you know, there's going to be Trump supporters are going to be out there causing trouble and so forth. I think that that's largely misplaced, by the way. We are learning more and more about the people that caused the violence in the Capitol a week ago. And there were Antifa and Black Lives Matter members amongst those that led that. Yeah, there were some Trump supporters that got into the building and were evidently caught up in the moment and did some things that they should not have done. My approach, throw the book at all of them. Prosecute them all. If you broke the law, if you broke into the building, if you did stuff that violated the people's house, you know, pay the price for it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. But this idea that you've got to call up a bigger armed force than we currently have in Afghanistan or Iraq right now, this is insane. Nobody cares that much about Joe Biden to want to go create trouble, to be candid. We're all more or less wondering how long he stays in until we get President Kamala stepping up going, you know, now it's my turn. Talk about someone wholly unelected and unimpressive and everything else. Anyway, all right, coming up in the next hour, Layla Micklewaite of TraffickingHub.com weighs in on human traffic awareness.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market and
intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.